Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Football is here. A game did in fact happen last night. Don't worry about the score. Unless you're Detroit, it doesn't even matter. But Detroit's going to be doing wind sprints. 34-7, that's going to be a hurting that Dan Campbell's going to be putting on them. Zach Jones hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Brought to you, of course, by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. I've also had a trade request in the NFL that could be very interesting if it happens. I don't think it is likely. And the Bills are back at Highmark Stadium tonight for the return of the blue and red practice, 5:30 over at Highmark Stadium. We will get a word in with Sal Capaccio coming up into the next few minutes, talk a little bit of yesterday's practice, and then also tonight some of his thoughts as well. I want to get his thoughts on sort of, I hadn't thought about it until this morning. But tonight will, in a way, sort of signal, you know, the start of the race that will be the ending of the current Highmark Stadium. This will signal, hey, this is it. This is the last run. Should be a lot of fun. I've been to this event a few times. I didn't go to a lot of games. This was usually the event I could go to, so I had a blast with it when I was able to go. Hope a lot of people have fun going tonight. It's also perfect weather as well. It's not, you know, 90 degrees outside, so it should be a really, really fun time. Let's get a word, though, in on tonight as we go to the Western Hotline. Sal Capaccio joins the show. Sal, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? You're right, man. It is beautiful out right
now. It's gorgeous.
This is like fall football weather, right?
Yeah.
This is what you kind of want when you go to a game on a Sunday afternoon in Orchard Park. And tonight it's going to be a Friday evening in Orchard Park. And it will be the very last return of the blue and the red open practice for fans at this stadium.
So by the way you phrased that, I think it maybe have hit you before me because I had just thought about it this morning. But this is sort of, it's the gun going off. It's the start of the race of, okay, now this is the final season at Highmark. And this is sort of the first event.
Look at you, the swimmer in you. Like, you know, the gun goes off, and you're like, this is it. We're off. I know, right? Final lap, right? Final lap here, and it starts now. And there are 10 preseason plus regular season games at home. And then you hope there's a couple more at the end. Maybe you get a bye week, you get a home game, another home game. So let's just hope for 12 home games, you know, coming up. I think if my math is right. And then you have here, you have the, you know, lucky number 13, I guess, would be the open practice here. So, listen, I think there's going to be a lot of benchmarks along the way here, Zach, when it comes to the new the old stadium closing, the new stadium opening. And I think something very poignant that Pete Gwally said to me when we were at the owners' meeting that really kind of stuck with me, and I said, yeah, that makes sense, and that's right, is we're very focused on the opening of the new stadium. But he said, look, we want to make sure we close this stadium right. Like, there's a lot of things happening in this stadium. We want to do that right before we get to the new stadium. And that's right. I mean, because there is such a rich history in the stadium, and there's so many memories here, and there's going to be a lot of lasts and a lot of firsts, first time, last time, all that kind of stuff that's going to happen this year inside this new, it's old stadium. I called old, this current stadium. Yep. And, you know, it starts tonight. So, yeah, I think that, you know, for a lot of people, let's be honest, tonight might be for their last time ever visiting.
Yeah.
The current Highmark Stadium. Maybe it's your first time and your last time. Maybe it's your first time and you're going to go again. But if there's a lot of people who just can't go to games. Maybe it's price point. Maybe it's schedule of the team. Maybe it's your work schedule, whatever schedule. Maybe you're out of town. Whatever it is, maybe tonight's the only time that you have a chance to bring a child. I would say that that would be a great opportunity for anybody who might say, you know, I really want my son or daughter to experience this stadium before the Bills aren't there anymore. And maybe tonight's the only chance to ever allow that to happen. So I do think tonight can be very nostalgic and special.
Yeah, 100%. I was mentioning right before you came on that because of my work schedule, I don't get to go to the stadium a lot. This was the event, especially when I was working in the mornings, I could go to. And so I think I went to one of these practices the last time I was in the stadium. I don't think it was an actual game, and that probably is the last time I'll ever be in the stadium. And so I have thought about that too, and I'm glad you brought that up, that for some people, for a load of circumstances, this might be your chance to go, and it is a great event. I have a few questions about yesterday's practice, but we'll stick for tonight. What should fans expect? Because I know some people have always called it a scrimmage. It's not really that. It is more just kind of a practice, but it's at the stadium and everyone kind of gets to be there.
Yeah, I'm kind of a stickler when it comes to like calling it a scrimmage, and maybe I shouldn't be. I'm a little bit too specific on it, because to me, a scrimmage, when you play a football scrimmage, it is an offense against a defense. There's kind of a scoreboard, there's points, there's a mapped out plan for every single play, and not that they don't do that practice, but a scrimmage it's a competition throughout, right? That's not what they normally do now at these practices. This is an open practice. This is something like really no different than you see if you go to St. John Fisher. However, they may include a little bit more of live scrimmaging, meaning maybe a little bit more of let's get the guys a feel of an actual game here. We have a game next week against the Giants, so let's get guys comfortable with having first down through fourth down and what's going on in a game type environment. A scrimmage a lot of times is you have an offense against a defense, and even the defense can score points based on fumbles and interceptions, or you literally divide up the team with 91 guys. You put 40-something and 50 guys on each team, and you play an offense against a defense on each side. That's not what they're going to do tonight, as far as I know. I think tonight will be just an open practice. Now, who knows? Maybe we get out there and they decide that they're going to do something like that. So I think that's a big thing you're going to expect. I would also expect to see, some guys who get vet rest days. So maybe you go out there and you expect to see, certain players who tonight they're just not practicing because it's their normal planned out vet rest day, right? But they'll still be out there with the team. So I also expect you to see plenty of interaction with the players. The players love this night. It's a great night for the players. They recognize the fans. They interact with the fans. Yes, they're at practice, but every once in a while you might get the guy maybe someone comes over to the wall to say hi to a couple people. End of the night, they do that a lot. So it's their chance to kind of be a little bit more loose when it comes to that, just like, again, at St. John Fisher, but in a different environment.
Yeah, and I know for rookies, too, this is sort of like that big night of like, hey, here's the stadium and all that stuff. I mean, that's sort of a big moment as well. And then maybe what this event has become most famous for in the last few years, the what helmet is Josh Allen going to be wearing when he comes out? I mean, he's worn one that's been blue. I think last year was a red standing buffalo on a black helmet. I will tell you, though, Sally, I've been sitting here. I'm not the most creative person when it comes to that stuff, but I'm like, the Bills are already going to have, I think they're wearing four different helmets this year. Like, what can he possibly do outside of, like, he's going to preview the Rivals jersey? I have no idea.
It's a great question, and you're right. And Yeah, I think they would have their normal helmet they wear, the white helmet right now with the charging buffalo. They're going to wear their standing buffalo AFL throwback helmet this year. We know that for two games. They're going to wear their red helmet, throwback to the 90s and 80s and you know early 2000s for the last game of the year. And then they have the Nike rivalry, which we don't know what that looks like yet.
And we won't even know till the end of the month. That's when they're going to do the jersey reveal.
Ooh, who knows? Maybe they do it tonight. I don't think so. I'm just saying, like, you never know, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, oh, we fooled you. Josh is wearing it. But I would say this, though. You just said it. Last year, he wore something that was totally off the wall that they never wore, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He just came out with it. So who knows? Could be something like that again. Just maybe something totally off the wall. You're like, oh, wait, that's pretty cool. That's pretty sweet. He had the black. Did he have a blue last year or 2 years ago? Did he have a blue one?
I think it was 2 years ago he had the blue one. That's the thing, too.
Yeah.
When Allen comes out on this, it's always a helmet they're not going to wear, but he just kind of wears it. I don't even think he ends up actually practicing. I think he just runs out with it. And I think he's like 50% of the reason I think a lot of this fan base got into a fervor about getting like new helmets and new jerseys is because he has a lot of fun with it. I think he's a big part of it.
Yeah, and So when he comes out with it, he wears it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he practices it the whole time. I think he just wears it for like the little early warm-up period. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Goes out there, people get some video of it. The other thing I was thinking that people will notice tonight, Hard Knocks.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Tonight.
Yep.
So if you're going to the open practice tonight, and you're going to see all these people with these blue T-shirts on and boom mics and all that, like, that's Hard Knocks out there, and they're going to be filming all this stuff. This is what they do. So, yeah, that'll be something new. And by the way, when you go tonight, you could be on Hard Knocks. I mean, there are signs everywhere at all these practices say the minute you step into the practice environment, you consent that your likeness and face and anything you say and anything you do could be used on Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks, by the way, getting going next week Tuesday. So that'll be getting underway very soon. Sal Capaccio here on the Wester Hotline. Looking to practice yesterday, Sal. I saw you wrote up on our website, WGR550.com. A little bit of a linebacker battle heating up, at least with Baylen Specter and Joe Andreessen. Guys like Terrell Bernard's been down the last few days with a hamstring injury. What have you been seeing there?
Yeah, it's really interesting to watch what's happening behind Terrell because he has been out, and you never want to see that, but it does. Football coaches always say, as you know, it's an opportunity for someone else to show what they can do and to step up. When you say next man up, that's what that is. Hey, next man up, show what you can do and show that you can be relied on. And, you never want to see a guy out. And Terrell Bernard, he should be fine. He's been working off to the side. But it does give a nice opportunity to see what's behind him and those guys get some reps. And what I like to do is I try to figure out what are the Bills thinking about each guy, right? Who do the Bills like in this spot? Is there one guy taking more reps than the other? Is there one guy that's there every day? And honestly, Joe Andreessen and Baylen Specter are kind of rotating here. I actually think I've maybe seen Specter a little bit more with the ones, but I think I've seen enough of both guys to know that they're both working there and they're competing here for the backup middle linebacker job. I mean, that's what this is, I think. And I know that fans, they are very quick to point out, rightfully so, that Baylen Specter has had availability issues and they're ready to kind of move on from him. I get all that, and I'm with you. But he's been healthy this camp. And he looks pretty good, especially against the run. Now, pass coverage is not his game. It's not his strong suit. And I think Joe Andreessen has really stepped up his game in that area going back to OTAs and minicamp. I like the way Joe looks in pass coverage. Not that he's man-to-man running with guys down the field, but he just has very good instincts against the pass. He gets to a spot very quickly when he sees it. Made a great play I wrote about yesterday when he saw Ty Johnson in the flat. He got there. Josh saw him coming. So Josh moved off, went to Dalton Kincaid, forced an incompletion because by then the timing was off. Like, those are things that Joe brings to the table. Joe has been available. He's only been 1 year in the league, but, he played last year. He started week 18 against the New England Patriots. And I think he's acclimated himself well. He's a very smart guy. I think this is a really good battle that we're only going to know what the team thinks about it and be able to predict kind of after we see what happens.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's in the preseason.
I think that's exciting as well, too. We already mentioned Hard Knocks. I think Andreessen should be able to walk into one of their big storylines, and for him to be part of a backup linebacker battle would absolutely, you know, lend credence to that. Sal, also, maybe the play of the day, Keon Coleman, it just seems like he continues to stack, I don't want to say great days because I'm not at practice, I don't know for sure, but it does seem to be at least good days. He's making good plays. I think, how did you describe it yesterday with Bulldog? Not deliberate, but in his route running, he's more
intentional.
Yeah, and so, you know, for him at least, I don't know how many passes the Bills, quote-unquote, are going to want to throw this year. I don't think it's going to be Cleveland last year where they had like 600 between four quarterbacks and it allowed Elijah Moore to get like 102 targets. But I do wonder, and me and Derek have kind of gone back and forth with this, I do think they want to be more balanced. They want to have the run attack that can be dangerous and the passing attack that can be dangerous. But I also do wonder of did they not throw the ball as much as they did because they had inconsistencies at the wide receiver position. They do still have to make the Amari Cooper trade. And now if you're getting a guy like Keon Coleman, who is maybe becoming more consistent in his role, Josh Palmer and the likes, I do wonder if there really is room for that target share to jump up compared to what it was last year.
You know, when you talk about everybody eats, it's tough for everyone to really have a lion's share of the meal because of the Bills' philosophy, right? I mean, everybody eats means that everybody gets in on the action. Everybody helps each other. It doesn't matter, you know, what your role is on a given play. You could have the ball come to you. You might have to block. You have to accept that role equally. And I think the Bills really try to embrace that philosophy. But you also want your, you know, number 33 pick overall, top of the second round wide receiver from a year ago, to take that step up to elevate to a spot where you can really rely on him in critical moments. And I think that's the next kind of step for Keon Coleman, consistency and being able to be a guy where we say, okay, like we're confident we can throw it to him in any situation on this play. He's a guy, I agree with you, he's been stacking very good days. And yeah, intentional is the way that I used it yesterday with Bulldog. I think his route running is more intentional. It seems like he's settling down in certain cuts at the top of the routes. And I think that's good. That's, you know, sometimes a lot of times rookies come in the league and they just go really fast and want to show everything they can do. But the NFL, guys are really, really smart. And defensive backs you're going against, they understand nuance and they understand how to play you. And they're very good studiers on film. So you have to find ways to beat them, not just with your pure athleticism like you might have in college. It's a totally different game. So I like that about him. I think part of the reason they don't, you know, throw like you mentioned a minute ago there is, you know, one of the big philosophies of the Bills is to keep Josh Allen healthy, right? And one of the ways to do that is to have a strong running game, but especially a strong offensive line. And if you can have a really good offensive line and you can run the ball well, that's less that you have to put on your Superman quarterback every single game and every single play. There are times where he's got to do that. Detroit, LA Rams, right? There's times where Josh has to put on the cape and say, I have to throw for 300 yards and we have to score 40 points. It's not the preferred outcome. It's not the preferred process or method, I should say. The preferred way to do it is have a strong offensive line, have a strong running game. Yeah, and guess what? We have Josh Allen, so we can beat you, but you're going to have to deal with that after you deal with us, you know, running the ball on you and putting you on your heels because you have to think about stopping that. And that's really what the Bills' philosophy is.
Yeah. Sal, last thing for me here, kind of the question of the day I posed earlier this morning, knowing that games are going to be starting up here in, well, around the NFL next Thursday, but for the Bills, a little over a week away, next Saturday will be their first preseason game. I think rookies don't have to play a major role in a potential Super Bowl run for the Bills, but you should be getting good contributions of at least some of your rookie class. And so if I had to ask you now, after watching, what has it been, 8 practices for the Bills, which rookie do you think has to play the biggest role for the Bills this year for them to have a successful run, whether that be to make a Super Bowl, win it, another AFC championship, what have you?
Good question. Man, you're throwing me for a good loop here. Okay, let me think. So I'm not going to say Max Harrison, because I think we've seen enough in Tre White, and we know Max Harrison's hurt now for a little while, right? So I think that would be a guy to go to. I guess it would have to be one of the defensive tackles, whichever one that is. Take your pick, right? I don't know if that's T.J. Sanders or Deion Walker, but I think one of those guys have to be someone that you can really rely on in the rotation. And because the Bills do rotate, and Larry Ogunjobi is out. So I think it's one of those guys. I think it would depend there on which guy, like which guy steps up and says, I can handle this, I can do this. He's going to be on the field a little bit more. But I would choose one of those players as, okay, he's got to really show he can handle it. If you get it from one guy, just one out of the two, I think you're okay. If you don't get it from either, now you're back to kind of square one, right? Now, if you get it from both, oh, my God, that's great. But if you can at least get it from one, I just don't know which guy that is. I think that guy, that defensive tackle, whoever that is, would be the rookie that would have to play, could play the biggest role and needs to play the biggest role.
All right, sounds good. Sal, I know you're going to be on with Bulldog from 3 to 5 today. You got a busy day, so I'll let you go here. But thank you for jumping on with me this morning.
You got it, buddy. Thanks a lot.
That was Sal Capaccio there on the Wester Hotline. And while practice is a little bit later tonight, I do want to remind you that Sal Capaccio does take you behind the scenes during Bills training camp with Sal's All Access Facebook Live on WGR's Facebook page, brought to you by Upstate Honda Dealers. For great deals on the entire Honda lineup, visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. And with that, 803-0550 is the number to call. That is sort of the question of the day. Which rookie do you believe will have to play the biggest role for the Bills this year for them to have a successful season? And really, when I say successful season, we all know where the Bills are at this point. It is getting back to an AFC championship. It is making a Super Bowl. It is winning a Super Bowl. And to be perfectly honest, for me, I fully agree with Sal. I think it has to be one of the defensive tackles. As Sal mentioned, we're now 7-8 practices in with the Bills. We have seen what Tre White is capable of doing at cornerback, too. And that's also maybe a big part why I wouldn't even pick Harrison, even if he was healthy and beating out Tre White, is that they'd be cornerback too. It's a great addition if he hits and you have him and Christian Benford, but maybe it's not the biggest need. For me, it is getting pressure on the quarterback. That's why through their first 4 picks, they went defense. I know there's a Warren Sharp video out there yesterday that he posted talking about the Bills' defense and their, you know, well-documented struggles against Kansas City, and really even just last year, that outside of turnovers, they had some rough goings. It's why they added not just the 4 rookies, but Michael Hoy and Larry Ogunjobi. They went to that well aggressively to fill out the defense to get better. I'll just outright say a name. I think it's T.J. Sanders, namely because I don't want to put too much pressure on a 4th-round rookie. Deion Walker, though, could be somebody that is exciting and sort of a steal of the draft right away because of, you know, we heard about the injury that kind of really hurt his last year at Kentucky and sort of the draft process for him as a whole. But Sanders, for me, if you watch the South Carolina defensive line with Kennard, Sanders, and Dylan Stewart, who was a freshman last year, they were incredible, and they were all over the field. They were constantly causing problems. Sanders also was a guy that they traded up hugely for in the 2nd round to go get, to try and really revamp that defensive line. I'm not asking for these guys to be all pros. I think that's a bit ridiculous to ask for coming out of rookies. If it happens, wonderful. No one's going to complain. But to expect it out of guys that were picked later in the 1st round or later in the 2nd, 3rd, 4th rounds, I think you're just kind of asking to be disappointed. Again, it'd be wonderful if it happened. I just don't imagine it will. But if you can get really good contributions out of T.J. Sanders or Deion Walker, that then open up Ed Oliver to be a more consistent pass rusher. Greg Rousseau now has more one-on-one opportunities. I watched a video this morning, actually. I was listening to it. Brett Coleman, who's big on the Bootleg podcast, him and E.J. Snyder, they're doing a series kind of going through each team and talking about their positives and negatives from last year and then going into this year. But today, Brett released a video talking about sacks. and really how second down might actually be the more important down on defense, because it sets you up percentage-wise to be more successful on third down. The Bills, I think most of us would acknowledge, were rough on third down. There were too many times where they could not get off the field. And eventually, it wound up in a lot of turnovers. They were very good in ending drives and turnovers. But to Warren Sharp's point on his kind of piece that he put out, the Bills were 31st in punts forced per game and 30th in rate of drives reaching the red zone. They were bad at that stuff. They allowed teams to continue to drive down the field. And so to Brett Coleman's video, him talking about, you know, second down, forcing a team to be, you know, it's second and eight, but they get a negative play, it's third and 10, third and 11. Now all of a sudden, a team's percentage chance, percentage likelihood of converting that first down or converting that third down drops exponentially. It gets into around like 14, 15%. Even if they complete a pass, what have you, because a lot of these are just out to the flats, just try to go make as, you know, make much room as possible, and it doesn't ultimately end at a conversion. That also leads to more teams going for it on fourth down. If all of a sudden it's second and five, and it's third and, or, you know, and then it's third and two, and then it's fourth and one, well, teams are going to go for it. And there's too many avenues where the defense is getting hit. And so that's where the pass rush element comes in, is just putting someone on the back foot early. It's first and 10, you get a sack there, now it's second and 12, right? Or it's second and 8, and then you get a sack, and it's third and 12, that kind of stuff. That it just didn't feel like the Bills ever really did on defense last year. I think a lot of their problems last year did come down to the talent level wasn't as high as they needed it to be. It wasn't as high as it was in years past. We've talked about the safety room with Hyde and Poyer, and really where they allowed the Bills of years past to do a lot of creative things and allowed them to be a little bit more loose in what they wanted to do. The defensive line, when, you know, for 8 games, they had Von Miller being a hellraiser, along with Greg Rousseau, who at that time was having a career year plus at Oliver. That defensive line was incredible. I mean, game one against the Rams, they had 5 sacks. They were fantastic. But they haven't really been to that point in a few years. I think now this year they may be in that spot. We'll see about the availability issue with Cole Bishop, and if that quad injury is going to be something that's going to carry on throughout camp, right? Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano, are they going to be able to stay healthy? Both have dealt with injuries the last 2 years. But the defensive line and how much it's been kind of shaped in this offseason, I think could be huge. And for me, the rookie that can play the biggest role in the Bills having success, I think is TJ Sanders. But in reality, it is maybe the defensive tackle room as a whole. And to the points that Sal brought up as well, we're going to kind of see them early because Ogunjobi and Hoyt will be suspended for 6 games. Again, 803-0550, the number to call. We'll also be reading your tweets on some of your thoughts on who needs to play the biggest role. I'm Zach Jones, hanging with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And this is WGR.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.